Emptiness, or ultimate truth, is the lack of inherent existence or independent existence. It is the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive. Emptiness does not mean nothingness. Emptiness is the way things really are. It is the way things exist, as opposed to the way they appear. The way phenomena appear to us at present is deceptive and completely contradictory to the way in which they actually exist. The way we see things is the opposite of the way they exist. Due to imprints of self-grasping since beginningless time, all objects appear to us to exist inherently. We see only inherently existent things. Objects seem to be independent of our mind and independent of all other phenomena. The universe appears to consist of discrete objects that have an existence from their own side. And these objects appear to exist in themselves as planets and stars and mountains and people and houses and cars, existing out there, already there, just waiting to be experienced by conscious beings. Normally, it never occurs to us that we are involved in any way in bringing these things into existence. Instead, for us, each object appears to have an existence completely independent of ourself and all other phenomena. For as long as our mind is contaminated by ignorance, all phenomena, including self, body, world, and so forth, will appear to us to exist from their own side, independent of and unrelated to our mind that perceives them. This is mistaken appearance. And the mind that believes this mistaken appearance to be true is self-grasping ignorance, a mistaken conception that is the source of all of our suffering. According to sutra teachings, the main obstruction to the attainment of liberation, according to sutra teachings, self-grasping ignorance is the main obstruction to the attainment of liberation. And mistaken appearance, which arises from the imprints of self-grasping, is the main obstruction to the attainment of enlightenment. Therefore, the actual method to fulfill our bodhicitta wish, to attain the great liberation of enlightenment, is to permanently abandon both self-grasping ignorance and its imprints. Motivated by the supreme good heart of bodhicitta, we need to purify our mind of these two obstructions by gaining a direct or non-conceptual or direct realization of emptiness, the way things really are. Finally, we need to accomplish this realization with our very subtle mind of great bliss. So in order to gain this uncontaminated wisdom, we first need to understand clearly that our self, our body, and all the things we normally see do not exist. In this way, we will also understand that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. This lack of inherent or independent existence is emptiness, the ultimate nature of all phenomena. In short, the real meaning of emptiness is the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive. This is the real meaning of emptiness. Venerable Geshe-la has said that understanding this truth, real truth, this is the real meaning of us meeting him. This is the real meaning of you meeting Geshe Kelsang. Understanding and realizing emptiness. In Clear Light of Bliss, well, this is why these teachings appear in all of Venerable Geshe-la's books. In Clear Light of Bliss, following the presentation in Clear Light of Bliss. Anyway, so we are Venerable Geshe-la's disciples. We are Wisdom Buddha's disciples. So we will definitely understand and realize emptiness. Okay. Please believe this. With his blessings, his unmistaken pure teachings, okay, we will definitely understand and realize emptiness. What a meaningful life we have. And may everyone enjoy good fortune as great as we do.